Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loan. Supply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour on the show, basketball legend, 10-time WNBA superstar, or all-star rather, former WNBA champion and finals MVP, Tamika Catchings. She'll drop on by to talk about the NBA draft coming up here in about 17 minutes from now, 20 minutes past the hour. And next hour, Brian Scalabrini's going to join us. He's an analyst for the Celtics coverage in Boston on NBC Sports there. We'll talk to him about whether the Celtics will be aggressively pursuing Kawhi and or LeBron, and what the future of Kyrie Irving is in Boston, and much more. He's also a member of the Big Three League, co-captain of the Ball Hogs. So Brian Scalabrini will join us coming up here 1 hour from now. It's a Trash Tuesday, so line up your trashings at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, that's DA on CBS, and on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow, reading through the trashes from you guys throughout the morning. Before I get right back into your trashes, this Bryce Harper story has me hot. Bryce Harper playing against the New York Yankees yesterday shaved his beard. And this created much hot takes and conspiracy theories across the interwebs and social media.
Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter.
Even though the Yankees and Nationals had played earlier in the season and this was a makeup game. Even though Bryce Harper had the opportunity to shave his facial hair a previous game this year against the Yankees, he woke up yesterday morning, decided to shave his beard and goatee. Stress on the goat in the goatee. Those were kind of a goat beard and whiskers type of look from Bryce. And show up to the ballpark against the Yankees with a shaved face, freshly shorn. And of course, Yankee honk conspiracy theorist said, "Yeah, see, he's shaving his beard for us over here. Because he wants to be a Yankee in the offseason. He knows the Steinbrenner family, they don't sign no jamokes that don't shave their sideburns and their beards and their mustache." Bryce knows what he wants. He wants to come to the Bronx. So this jabron ends up shaving in the morning to come and impress us. Well, that's right. Impress us, Bryce. We don't need ya. Shave and then maybe we'll think about it. And that's the entire day on social media. Clowns like Mraz thinking, suddenly Bryce Harper had to throw himself at the altar of the Yankees, shaving his beard to impress the Yankees. See, I can be like you. Please let me sign with you. Which is just so silly. Which is just so smarmy, overly arrogant from Yankee fans. Hey, come impress us. National League MVP, what kind of league is that? Hey, over here. Do it here, okay, kid? Do it here. Mike Mraz booing Giancarlo Stanton in his first home game ever. And then the next day when Giancarlo hits a home run saying, yes, yeah, see, I motivated him to do that. It was because we booed him. I mean, the self-importance of Yankee fans is beyond rational comprehension. Because, again, Bryce could have shaved his beard earlier in the season when these two teams played, you know, because this was a makeup game. But also, you think the Yankees, if they wanted Bryce Harper, look at 40 home runs, 116 RBIs, maybe a multi-time National League MVP in his prime and go, I don't know, he could really fit here. We really want him, but he's got a beard. Of course not. I don't know, man. He put up good numbers. He's one of the best young stars of the game. We really want him, but on that beard thing. I mean, come on. If the Yankees want Bryce Harper in the offseason, they will make an offer for Bryce Harper. He doesn't need to placate them when he comes to the ballpark in June to say, I'd love to be a Yankee and see, even I can shave my beard for you. Give me a break, you oinking, slovenly, piggish, arrogant, self-important swine Yankee fans, Mraz. Just come back down to reality. Please.
I hope that fake New York accent really made your ego feel good, because you couldn't be more lost on this. All it was a sign of good faith. There was no coincidence here. He did this to show the Yankee brass, watching him one final time this year, hey, don't forget about me. I could be clean cut like the rest of
you. Don't forget about me. The most talked about, discussed, analyzed, hyped free agent in years. Don't forget about me.
Yes, because when you think about the Yankees and the luxury tax, if they cannot move Giancarlo Stanton, which hopefully they can in the offseason.
Sure, you loved him. You bought his shirts at the moment that you acquired him. Now you want him traded.
Santa bought it. And you just don't want him. You don't want him going, hey, we don't even worry about Bryce. We have Stanton here. It was just another sign of good faith to go, hey.
Like, that's the way offseason discussions work. You know what? Let's remember Bryce Harper. Don't forget about him. Remember that one time he shaved his beard?
But Bryce doesn't know that. Bryce wants to be a Yankee. That much has been clear here for years now.
Of course, in your mind.
Now he goes clean shaven. It's just a sign of good faith. That's all it was. And I respect it's a good job. I hope he ends up in the pinstripes this offseason.
Had he come in a beard yesterday, you would have been less inclined to say you wanted Bryce Harper?
No, I still would have wanted him. But this just motivates me as a Yankee fan anymore to go, this guy wants to be here. I want people that want to be here.
You want people that want to be here.
That want to be here. If you want to be a Yankee, you're my guy. Mm-hmm. Especially if you hit the way Bryce Harper hits. Let's get him in here.
You're a big Jacoby Ellsbury fan?
No.
Oh, he wanted to be with the Yankees,
well,
though.
Well, I mean, you still have to hit when you come.
He liked
Stanton
he liked
to be
that
with the
paycheck.
Yankees. He stinks, too. But it doesn't mean, I think Bryce Harper's cut from a different cloth. You get him.
He shaved his beard.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden you get him in here and you have two of the top three players in baseball in the same lineup. This is what you want.
Well, look, if the Yankees get Bryce Harper because they pay the most money, which is probably where Bryce Harper is going to go, yeah, he's great. I love Bryce Harper.
But he wants
he's amazing.
The Yankees to be the team that pays him the most money. Therefore, he shaves the beard. It's not that hard. Connect the dots.
And so shaving his beard is going to get him a better offer from the Yankees.
It might get him a offer from the Yankees.
Oh, you don't think the Yankees would have given him an offer if he didn't shave his beard yesterday?
I don't know about that, because they might look at Stanton and that salary and go, I don't know.
But now because he shaved his beard, that he's going to get an offer.
I bet you there's more talk in that Yankees front office today about Bryce Harper and the sign of good faith.
Enough.
His reputation stock went up yesterday after that.
Oh, Bilotti, please stop the swine from eating everything in the studio.
I'm just speaking facts here, gentlemen.
Awful. I can't. And it's like Bryce Harper is never going to be noticed by anybody. Like, he's running the board here
That's
CBS Sports Radio. We have to have him shave his beard, and that's how we'll be able to be known.
Buried in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. That's where we don't even know that he exists.
Again, look, now the Yankees might be more prone to trade a young outfielder for a pitcher, knowing that maybe we don't need that young outfielder because we can sign Bryce, knowing how clean-cut he and how much he wants to be here.
Yeah, that
this could change the whole trade deadline after what he did yesterday.
Why didn't he shave his beard the first time they played?
He probably assumed he could get by and just do whatever, but knowing this was going to be the last chance.
But he didn't know it was going to be a makeup game.
You don't know. And listen, I'm not accusing anybody of tampering here. Who knows who Bryce had lunch with every time the Yankees play with the Nats? You don't know. We'll never know.
So what are you saying? With a Yankees member of the front office who suggested that Bryce should shave his beard?
All I'm saying is we have no proof of that. But who's to say that scenario couldn't have happened? And then he said, you know what? Maybe I was tipped off to somebody else who said they need to see more from me, so I'm going to show I could be that clean-cut Yankee. And he did that yesterday, and I know me personally, I'm welcome with open arms, and let's get Bryce here.
Oh, get Mraz out. Get him out. Get him out. This is...
Swine haters, you two.
Yes. You tedious, ridiculous, arrogant, Yankee, slovenly, piggish behavior.
It's not being a slovenly pig to point out an obvious, more than coincidence that occurred yesterday.
No, it is.
It's pointing out facts.
Ridiculous. It's just so piggish and so annoying. Oh, please, somebody send me trashes on Mraz's conspiracy theory on Bryce Harper and all Yankee fans. Twitter, DA on CBS. Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Or on the phones at 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Lewis is in Palmdale. Listen to CBS Sports Radio on a Trash Tuesday. Lewis, who are you trashing, buddy?
Happy Tuesday. Beat me up, DA.
You got it.
Hey, shaving of the beard is the human equivalent of playing peekaboo with a baby. You know, where did Bryce go? Oh, there he is. Wow. How dumb is that? Hey, I want to trash bicyclists. Not the guy who's driving his bike to work or to school or something. I'm talking about the dude who wears a bottle cap for a helmet and rides around in a reinforced carbon pipe cleaner who refuses to use the bike lane. This guy thinks that he's a vehicle and he refuses to use the bike lane, and now he's texting while going on the real traffic. I mean, these freaks, man, they not only do they wear their tight shirts and their small shorts, you know, now they're texting and they're putting everybody in danger because they're swerving into my lane. Stay in your lane. Stay in the bike lane. Get the hell out, my friends.
So good. A bottle cap for a helmet and a recycled pipe cleaner for a uniform. So good. Lewis always is fantastic. Always. Michael tweets, DA, I'm trashing my company. Sunday night, they had 22 call-ins. We now all have to work Saturday. Today, the trucks didn't come in until after 8 a.m., which means we didn't get on our route until 9:30 a.m. We're usually out by 7. This is going to be a long day. CGM Pro tweets, I'm trashing banana peel strings that get stuck to the banana, getting stuck to your chin. Hashtag, you need to eat like this. All right, it's a Trash Tuesday, so hit us up at 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Facebook.com/TheDAShow. When we come back, basketball legend, 10-time WNBA All-Star and champion. She'll talk to us about the NBA draft, Tamika Catchings. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
21 minutes past the hour. Remember, you can catch the show, obviously, across the CBS Sports Radio Network. Also, download the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. They all live stream the DA show and the rest of CBS Sports Radio every single day. And you can watch the simulcast at WatchDA.com. Our next guest is a four-time Olympic gold medalist. The U.S. women's basketball team won gold in Athens, Beijing, London, and Brazil. She's a 10-time WNBA All-Star. She won an WNBA championship as well in 2012 and was finals MVP that year. She is one of the legends of the game. And she's also now working alongside FanDuel, as FanDuel and the WNBA have teamed up to introduce a whole new slew of ways you can play daily fantasy involving the WNBA. That is Tamika Catchings joining us here on the show. Tamika, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Damon. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. You sound up. You sound excited. How's your morning going?
It is great. It is great being able to talk about FanDuel, but more than importantly, being able to talk about how we can merge FanDuel with the WNBA and all the great things that are going on. I am excited.
Well, I love to hear it. And the WNBA looks to make strides every single year in building its fan base and building its attention. Where do you feel the league is at right now in terms of, you know, grabbing fans' attention? And I think something like this, getting people involved in the league that may not have been involved before, because now they can be involved in daily fantasy.
Yeah, and I think that's the exciting part about it. You know, I think when you look at the WNBA and just, you know, the success that we've had over the years, and even more important, like the players that are coming in from the college games. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have the WNBA to look for, so I wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to be in the NBA, and that was kind of my goal and my dream. But now the young ladies that are growing up and the ones that are in the league are the ones that have had the WNBA to look for and to aspire to be in the league. And so, you know, for us, it's just a matter of continuing to build the brand, continue to get those players out. And FanDuel, this is a perfect opportunity. A lot of people, a lot of men play fantasy, you know, fantasy football, fantasy basketball, fantasy whatever. And so now being able to add the WNBA to the mix, it's funny because as we've been going through this, a lot of men play the WNBA FanDuel. And so, you know, the interest is there from that, but a lot of our fans, you know, as far as WNBA fans, consistent fans who don't necessarily know much about FanDuel and just about the fantasy aspect of it, it is allowing and opening the door for them to come in and learn about, you know, not just about fantasy, but continue to support the league in a fun and interactive way.
This Thursday is the NBA draft, and there's a young man from Slovenia, Luka Doncic, that could be a number one draft pick overall, which would be pretty amazing to have somebody play in the EuroLeague and come over here and be a number one draft pick. Maybe he's number two, but he's going to be drafted really, really high, and people really are high on his game translating. You played overseas as well. From the time you began playing overseas to the time you ended playing overseas a couple of years ago, how much better was the international talent that you saw in terms of how they could then translate from overseas to playing here in the WNBA or in the NBA?
I mean, I think it's been great. You know, looking at the first year I went overseas, first year I played my first 5 years in Korea, and then I played 2 years in Turkey, 1 year in Poland, half a year in Russia, and I finished in China. And so even from the beginning to today, you know, just the growth of the game overseas and, you know, obviously NBA, the expansion to playing games overseas and doing a lot more interactive games across the borders, I think has really grown not just the brand but the game overall. And so you see on the NBA side, you see a lot more international players, but even from the W side, you know, we have quite a few on our side. And so, you know, it's been great being a part of that transition and being a part of that growth and, you know, being on the front end of that. And now to see it continue to progress and continue to see so many great players coming over here. And then, of course, vice versa, we still continue to play overseas, too.
Tamika Catchings joins us, WNBA legend here on the show. It's an off season to remember for the NBA yet again. What will LeBron do? What will Kawhi do? What will Chris Paul do? What will Paul George do? And this is kind of where we're at with the NBA. What do you think about super teams and star players joining up to try to take down the Warriors, or in Kevin Durant's case, joining the Warriors. You think it's good for basketball, bad for basketball? Where do you stand on it?
Well, I don't really know where I stand anymore. I think the tough part is, you know, early on it was just kind of like, man, you really want to see more parity and you want to see competition and you want to see, you know, you want to see great games and, you know, not always the same players and the same people, but, you know, then it kind of, you compare it to the college game and you compare it to the team that have had a lot of success. And the one thing that I've always talked about is every single year, while we always have, like, you know, Golden State, they have their core group of players, there's always new players that get added to the mix too. And so is it fair to not be excited about a team winning because you keep seeing the same people win, but rather there's other teams that kind of get added to the team that may or may not have ever won a championship, so this is their opportunity. So with that being said, I just want to see good games. You know, I'm not necessarily a fan of super teams, but I'm not necessarily against super teams because, everybody's always trying to take down the Giants, and that's just what it is. Whoever the best is, we want to take it down. And, so that's where I stand. I'm not a fan, but I'm not against.
Tamika Catchings.
Can I do that?
I think you can do that. I think that was very diplomatic of you. Very well done, Tamika. Nice job. Tamika Catchings joining us this morning on the show. So before we let you go, once again, FanDuel and WNBA now tuning up and syncing up. And FanDuel is the official one-day fantasy partner of the WNBA. And they're right in time. WNBA just tipped off a month ago now. So where can people get involved? Do they want to try to play daily fantasy with the WNBA?
Well, you know, that's what I was going to – actually, I need you to do me a favor. Like, I'm playing tonight.
Okay.
In a FanDuel WNBA contest. It's okay. A free throw contest, what they named after me. But you can go to my social media at Catchin24, without the G, without the S, CATCHIN24. I want to challenge you to compete against me tonight. I'm on Tuesday night, and I'm on Friday. So I would love for you to join the challenge. Let's get this going. Pick your squad. I already picked mine. And let's do it.
Okay, so you want me to sign up and do a daily fantasy lineup against you?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on. I'm going to get all the information for how I can make sure I challenge you. I'm in on this. Okay, I'm doing it.
Okay, if you go to my my Twitter, I put it on my Twitter, my Facebook, and my Instagram, but all you have to do is click the link on there and join, and yeah, we'll see how you do. I'm trying to win, though. I am a sore loser.
Okay. Well, I will say I was locked in the other night to the WNBA because the Indiana Fever played the Dream, and I said, this is amazing. This is like a Fever dream. I saw that up there, Fever versus Dream. I said, I am in on this. So I will take you on Tamika Catchings. Follow her on her Twitter handle, at Catchin24. Okay, me versus you. We'll talk to you soon about it.
Sounds good. Thanks, D.A.
You got it. Tamika Catchings joining us here on the show. WNBA champion, 4-time Olympic gold medalist, 10-time WNBA All-Star. We'll talk more NBA coming up next hour on the show with Brian Scalabrine. He is an NBA insider and analyst for NBC Sports in Boston. We'll talk to him about the interesting offseason that is staring the Celtics in the face. Plus, he's the co-captain of the Ball Hogs of the Big Three. But when we come back, we've got drama in the LBC. And involves Robbie Rosenhaus, as always. Also, I've got a great call on Harry Kane's goal yesterday for England in stoppage time. You'll love this. Another epic World Cup goal call. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Value, big upside.
You know, he interviewed my old partner, too, Brian Jones, off of the show and didn't talk to me. You know?
Yeah, I got down to Damon and Mandalorian, and I was like, I gotta rethink this.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is time to rethink everything. DA, remember, you can always get us on SiriusXM as well if your local affiliate's not carrying us, if you're on the move. SiriusXM 206. You can get us and the rest of CBS Sports Radio. Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, CBS Sports Network tells the stories of three women college athletes who faced adversity yet returned to their sports with resilience and extraordinary success. Don't miss Defying the Odds, the 2018 Honda Inspiration Award on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Time for your Player of the Week, brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done. This week, Alex Bregman, head of the Astros' third baseman, taking a walk-off double last night as the Houston Astros cannot be cooled off. They beat the Rays 5-4. The Astros have won 12 straight games. They just came off a 10-0 road trip. It was their second game-ending hit of the season, and also the other one was Bregman's April 7th winner against San Diego. He walked off Houston with a single in Game 5 as well, of course, of the World Series last year. So Bregman has had a habit of doing this. The Astros are rolling. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Granger, delivering the products that keep your facility running. What Granger does best, they've been doing it for 90 years. Visit Granger.com for whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger for the ones who got it done. I loved hearing A.J. Hinch on the Jim Rome Show yesterday, as Romy asked A.J. Hinch what it meant that Justin Verlander was a dude. And his description and definition of being a dude was perfect. That there are players, and then there are dudes. And that Justin Verlander, JV, is one of those dudes where you just know he's different, next level, total analysis, always looking to get better. Every time he goes on the mound, the entire team says, we're going to win today. Just a total winner and leader. That's a dude. I thought it was fantastic. When do I do this story? This one is, it's a tough story for the DA show because we kind of inevitably have the best interest at heart for Robbie Rosenhaus, and yet it just is not working out. And so we are, right now, we've got to decide whether or not we've got to break up with him.
Correct.
Because he has brought us some fun times, some bright moments. We have some wonderful pictures on Facebook together. We had some really nice dinners and movies together. We chilled and Netflixed.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up in a really difficult spot right now where it's just not working out.
Wow.
And I feel like Mraz is at his last, on his last rope, at the end of his rope, and it's just not going to, it's just not going to end well. And it might be now time that we have recognized that we've put in more energy than we get back in this relationship.
How about that?
Great way to put it.
And I'm not going to lead off the segment doing this story because I don't want to start off the segment on a sour note, but I just think that maybe we've hit a break point here. And I hate to say it, but I feel like Pete the Body Bilotti knew this was inevitable, tried to warn us, said danger ahead, guys.
Correct.
I was full steam ahead, leading the charge into the ravine, and Bilotti said the bridge is out, guys. The bridge is out. And I said, no, the bridge is built. I know the bridge is built. I've got information. I got Mraz along with me, and we were going to the bridge, to the ravine, and now we have reached the ravine, and Bilotti's going, I told you the bridge was out. But first, I want smiles, everyone. Soundcheck time.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
How about Ned Yost, the Royals manager who won a World Series a couple of years ago, getting emotional after the team decided to trade away closer Kelvin Herrera to the Nationals.
It was one that was a little emotional, I think. You know, I've seen him throw every pitch he's ever thrown in the big leagues. I've seen him, you know, come up, be a rookie, be a part of one of the best bullpens in you know, recent history. Watched him become an all-star and a world champion. So, we knew this day was coming somewhere down the road. So, but you know, it's a chance for him to go play for a winner.
The Kansas City Royals of 2015 and 2018 are the hard, cold realities of Major League Baseball. It's not that small market teams, middle market teams, lower payroll teams can't win. It's just that their margin for error and their window is so dramatically small. What it took for the Royals to get to back-to-back World Series and eventually win one in 2015 was years of building a farm system. They had to hit on draft pick after draft pick after draft pick. They couldn't spend bad money. They had to develop these guys, and they had to come up at the same time. And so it was Gordon and Hosmer and Moustakas. They had to have the starting pitching. They had to have the bullpen. They had to have the lineup. And it all had to happen at the same exact time. And it had to be Lorenzo Cain. And it had to be all these guys, Salvi Perez. And they had to get him at the same exact time, flesh out every spot of the roster. And then you had like 3 years. You had a three-year window. And at that point, you were going to have to trade pieces away because you simply couldn't afford all of them. And so you can win within that three-year window, but after that, you basically have to go into try to build it up over 10 years again. And so now Hosmer is gone, and who's the next to be gone? They've traded Kelvin Herrera, and that's the frustration, is that you can be damn near perfect, and you have to be perfect for 6 to 8 years to build yourself a winner. But you only get 3 years basically with them. At their peak, all together, and then dramatically, it's got to be ripped down and traded away. And then today is a really difficult day for Royals fans because Kelvin Herrera was their guy for a World Series championship, and he's just got to be traded and got to be gone because they stink now. I mean, they're not only bad, they're terrible. That's the real frustration. It's better because the Royals used to have no chance at winning back in the early 2000s. Now you've got a chance, but you've got to be perfect. The Caps now need a new head coach despite just winning the Stanley Cup. The Capitals bring home their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Barry Trotz is their head coach. And today, he's without a job. He resigned. The Capitals are looking for a new head coach because Trotz and the Caps front office couldn't get to a contract agreement. Here is their GM, Brian McClellan.
His representative, you know, wants to take advantage of Barry's experience and Stanley Cup win, and is trying to negotiate a deal that compensates him as one of the better coaches in the league, a top, you know, four or five coaches. So he's looking for that type of contract.
Look, I don't understand this at all. All you need to do when you are a champion, especially a champion like the Washington Nationals that just brought all of this joy to the city of D.C., to the entire region, made hockey fans out of non-hockey fans, get a parade. I mean, those guys are now, Alexander Ovechkin lives in lore in that city. The Capitals now have all of the good vibes. All you have to do is pay up right now and keep the good times rolling, especially for a coach. This is the difference of $2 million a year, basically. You're not going to pay him Mike Babcock money at $6.5 million, but you're going to pay him probably, you're going to have to pay him $4 or $5 million. He just won a cup. Instead, what, you want to pay him $2 or $3 million? Pay that man his money. It's just not worth it to sink any goodwill and good vibes out of all of the momentum you have. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it at that level. What you do is you pay those guys to make the good vibes continue, because even if you don't win a cup again next year, it doesn't matter. You just have built all these good vibes, but you just want this summer to be a summer of romance with your city and your fans. You want next year for the entire year to be a really fun run through. And even if, again, you don't win it, it's okay because you're defending Stanley Cup champions. Nobody's going to take that for granted. Nobody's going to demand now that you win three in a row. Just keep the good times rolling for a couple of million dollars. What is that? You made that up in a blink in the playoffs. J.A. Adande, ESPN NBA analyst, was on our evening show, Writer Than You, with Bill Ryder. He's not buying Kawhi to the Lakers.
Popovich, who was the most vocal critic of that trade that helped the Lakers, do you think a few years later he'd turn around and then, you know, put the Lakers into the conference finals or the NBA finals by sending Kawhi there to possibly join LeBron and Paul George? So I would hold off on all the Kawhi to the Lakers. He's not a free agent. The Spurs are going to do what's in their best interest, and I don't see the need for them to do anything quickly either.
Yeah, amen, brother. I've been banging that drum for a while now, the last couple of days, going back to last week. The Spurs, over their dead body, they're going to trade Kawhi to an arch rival that has been their nemesis for a number of years. Now it's not the same because the Spurs are in championship caliber right now when Kawhi's not healthy. The Lakers obviously have been very down the last couple of years, but you know, from 99 through 2012 or whatever, it's Lakers, Spurs, Spurs, Lakers. They're going to go and help out the Lakers. Now, if Kawhi says, I'm not playing for you guys, I won't suit up for you guys, I will not re-sign with you guys, and you have to trade me there and nowhere else, they might be at gunpoint forced to do it. But they're going to exhaust all options before they do it. Just because Kawhi says, I want to go to the Lakers, doesn't automatically mean the Spurs go, yeah, let's do that. Because the Spurs, they don't play the fool. This is not like the Cavs going, oh my God, what do we do with Kyrie? I guess we got to send him to Boston. They don't play the fool. And finally, yesterday, England and Tunisia in the World Cup. Harry Kane is the captain. Harry Kane is an English hero. And Harry Kane got the game winner in stoppage time. This is a 1-1 game in stoppage time. And here is the call courtesy of TSN.
Trippier's out, swinger. Maguire Kane! Has stolen it at the death! That's what he's there for! England's main man! Joy. Malul had nearly done it. Southgate has snatched it. Trippier's corner, Maguire's flick, Kane's finish, England's points.
I mean, come on. That's poetry right there. A pile of English joy! Now, Harry Kane is an English hero. And if they actually go deep into this tournament, Kane is going to be knighted. But yesterday had a tremendous match, and that header in stoppage time was just sick. Just whipped it. And the keeper's just watching it go by like, well, there's nothing I can do about that. Nope. Sorry, that was a walk-off. Basically, Harry Kane just hit a walk-off. I can't get to that. Ridiculous. And you just have to love the British announcers going crazy because it just always sounds so dramatic.
A pile of English joy!
England's points! And that is your sound check. So, look, here's the deal. Next week, we have got our annual Wienership Challenge. Every year, we here on the DA Show hold a hot dog eating competition ahead of the 4th of July and the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition with Badlands Booker, who is our guy. We're not a Joey Chestnut show here. He's joined us on the show. He's been written off the show. He played prima donna here in the studios. We said, no, goodbye, get him out. So now we have our guy, Badlands Booker, who's amazing, who competes every 4th of July with the Kobayashis of the world, with the Joey Chestnuts of the world. He's a mountain of a man. He looks like he can play defensive tackle in the NFL tomorrow. He's like a Gilbert Brown type. He comes in, smashes dogs. Just smashes.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
And we had this set up. We're like, this year, we've done it all iterations. This year, it's Robbie Rosenhaus's time. The man came in here to eat death by salsa and absolutely annihilated a quart of ice cream within a sitting. I mean, blink of an eye. Demolished it. We said, this is Robbie Rosenhaus's moment.
I love Robbie.
This is his moment. Him against Badlands Booker. Two beasts in the wild.
How about that?
Robbie got to be four spins and counting. You got Badlands Booker. This is Mothra Godzilla. And so we have the date. We have it set up. I reach out to Robbie. I say Mraz will be in contact about the details. You reach out to Robbie today and say it's going to be Wednesday. Badlands Booker is in. 10 o'clock hour Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio. Be here on the DA. And
I don't eat hot dogs. That was answer number one.
I don't eat hot dogs.
Guy eats anything.
I've never seen Robbie not eat something.
Yes, salad.
Robbie was literally chewing on the microphone cover because I think he thought it was Dippin' Dots.
But doesn't eat hot dogs, DA.
Says he doesn't eat hot dogs.
So we go plan number two. Can you eat just the buns, Robbie?
So I said, okay, we'll eat the dogs for you. You just eat the buns.
He tells me he has to stop eating in bulk for health reasons.
I'm sorry, what was that phrase?
He has to stop eating in, and this is quote, in bulk for health reasons.
Huh. I've never heard of that. He's a bulk eater?
Yeah, apparently that's what's going to put him over the edge for health reasons.
So, like, when he eats, he's saying it's like Costco or a BJ's run?
Yeah, like he can't eat that much at once. Suddenly
what?
He's a ration eater.
Bulk. Bulk.
Get him out.
This could be Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. I don't know how he recover.
Out of chances.
Brian Scalabrine in studio next.
Get him out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.